and Jack obviously go back a very long ways.
Yep.
When you think of younger Jack, is there ever a moment where you're like, hey, I think that he could really at some point transition into the coaching side of the game? Obviously, he was a great player in multiple sports in college. Did that ever occur to you?
Yeah, you know, I've known Jack since early in high school. We played on a superstar. We went to a superstar basketball camp together and formed a relationship probably back in my sophomore year in high school. And if I got married again, I'd ask him to be in the wedding party, you know, as one of the guys. So I have such a strong affinity for him as a person and a character and a friend. But I hold him in tremendous high regard as a football coach. And, yeah, you see early on, you know, the guy played basketball and obviously baseball. His sports career is well documented. And all you guys, him getting to come back home being from Hayward. But I'm big and always have been on number one when I'm judging a football guy, whether he's going to be a player or coach. One is, do people rally around him and how do they feel about him? You know, whether it was high school basketball court at USC, I was fortunate not only at USC for those years, but I also was a teammate of his together in Minnesota for a while. So I saw his leadership continue to evolve, and his football IQ has always been there. But people, when you're engaging and people want to be around you, that's the first thing I look at. How do people respond to a guy? It's the same as a quarterback on the field. Does that guy make people better and want to do more than they're capable of doing? Jack Del Rio's always made me do more. I'll never forget. We were playing a playoff game against the Redskins. I started the game. We came out and scored on our first drive, hit Chris Carter on a big play. And I'm going to the sidelines, and he comes out and grabs me by the shoulder pads and the face mask, because I'm not a guy that gets overly excited, never have been. Passionate, but I was probably celebrating fist pump a little more than I normally would. It was a playoff game intensity. He comes out there and he says, it's a long game, settle in. I never settled in. I didn't play very good in that game. Played good on the first couple drives, and then we lost. I think the Redskins that year actually went on to win a Super Bowl. But point being is, he knew. And he knew how to treat. You can't treat everybody the same, but I've always been intrigued by his football IQ. And you could see back then, didn't know what he wanted to do because he could do so much. But when a guy loves it that much and people respond to you, you knew he had it in him.
You know, you see a lot now. You look at the Pete Carrolls of the world, the Bill Belichick's of the world, the guys that, you know, may have struggled a little bit their first time as a head coach, but that second time around, something just clicks. They just get it. And, you know, obviously Jacksonville's a long way to go as the coach of the Raiders, but, you know, 7-9 start, a pretty good start considering what he had to work with. What do you think that is there anything, you know, why do you think it is that people around this, that second time around kind of seems to be a little more successful?
You learn what to do and not to. I mean, you could be an assistant all your life. The difference when an assistant coach is you're focused on your group and making your guys better and putting in your X's and O's and how to execute practice. As a head coach, you're father, babysitter, coach, overseer, all. It's different. And you mentioned a handful of those names at the first time, or some are fortunate that they just hit the ground running right up. But then you mentioned Pete Carroll, his first time. Then you mentioned Bill Belichick and Jack, because they see what they did do right, but some of the things they don't want to do again. And that's normal. And well, think about it in any job. Heck, the very first time you interviewed somebody, what about the third or fourth time? A lot easier, right? Maybe it may not be a lot smoother. And it's the same thing with me. In watching Jack and these coaches, they learn from simple how to – see, I'm a big believer, and I think Jack's this guy, in that you manage things, paperwork, contracts, what coffee's in the office, and you lead people. And there's a huge difference. I don't believe in managing people. I never have. I think managers are people. Don't do it right. You lead people and manage things. He allows his coaches to coach. He treats his guys like men. And you rarely, people say players coach, but they use it different with Jack. I don't like the term players coach, because players coach tells me that you don't respect me, that it's, oh, you're too nice, that you don't hold me accountable. Jack's one of those guys that while the players know, because Jack played and he knows that part of it, but it's big that when they walk to his office and he says, I want to see in my office, that when they walk up those stairs that they're thinking, is this a good meeting or a bad one? And that's important, the same respectful fear you'd have for your father. And I think players have that for him. So second time around, now, hey, let's be serious now. If he didn't have any players, second time around maybe might suck at times too. Pardon my, you know what I mean? But he had some decent players. But what Jack did to elevate those guys early on with all the injuries in Jacksonville is pretty darn good. And then he comes here, and 7-9 is a heck of a start. But I know darn well that none of those guys are pleased with that. But they're chopping wood, as Jack likes, you know, keep on chopping. And they, with the three stars, with Mac and Carr and Cooper, they got the foundation for three of the best players, young players at their position in the league. And I think you've got a coach that not only gets it, but it's going to take them places. And I say this affectionately because I have to understand, when Franco Harris made the catch against the Raiders long before you were born, when I was nine, I cried in the alley. That was my first experience of over-emotion with football. I grew up, and I guess I'm not supposed to admit this as a media guy, but I'm a diehard Raider fan. With Ken Stabler, the greatest night I had in my football life was spending 3 hours having a cocktail with Ken Stabler, talking X's and O's and Raider football. So this is different. One of my best friends is coaching my favorite team, and Jack Del Rio. The Raiders, while I know Jack feels lucky to be here, the Raiders are lucky to have him.